story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Mom, why are we moving?
Moving, Richard?
Out of our own house here and over to Dr. Carville. Oh.
Because it'll be much more convenient, dear. I mean, well, I work there, and it'll save my walking over every morning. Besides, Dr. Carville has a lot of room, and he's kind of lonely, and he wants us there.
A child's questions, and Ruth Wayne, big sister, offering a short, very tentative answer, while she prepared herself for the additional questions that were bound to follow, questions that would probe more deeply into the reason for the move. But there were no additional questions from her son, Richard. And that was more than a week ago. Last night, several days after Ruth and Richard did make the move, something happened which made Ruth wonder if she had not been a little hasty. It was a phone call from Diane, who you remember had followed John to New York. And the purpose of that call was to see if John had come back to Glen Falls. There hasn't been a word since then from either John or Diane. Ruth is still hopeful. It's evening now, and Ruth is in the room that's been fixed up for Richard, saying,
I'd better put the light out now, Richard, and say goodnight.
Oh, no, Mother. Not yet.
But, darling, it's after 9 o'clock.
I know. But just a few more minutes.
Richard, you just got to get to sleep. You were up very early this morning, and you had a full busy day. All right, Richard, 5 more minutes.
I only asked you to stay because, well, I haven't seen you much all day.
I know. As a matter of fact, there have been times during the past few weeks when I haven't been as cheerful as I might have been. But today I feel...
Why?
Why what, Richard?
Why do you feel cheerful today?
I just do, that's all. You know how it is sometimes.
Yes. Do you like it here at Dr. Carville's?
Why, yes, Richard, very much, don't you?
I don't know.
Why not?
I just don't know. Are you going to answer that, Mother?
Why, yes, Richard.
Can I wait up until you come back?
Yes, Richard, of course. I'll take it out in the hall. Hello? Oh, hello, Nettie. How are you? Oh, that's good. Where are you? I see. Have you had supper? That doesn't sound very much. Come home and I'll fix something for you. It won't be any trouble. Well, when are you coming home? Oh. Well, look, Nettie, I wouldn't overdo it. I mean, I know you've been working hard all day, and there's no sense in... Well, all right. I just think you should get home and get to bed reasonably early. What's that? Hope? No, Nettie, I'm sorry. She didn't call. I haven't heard from her or spoken to her since the other night. All right, Nettie. Yes, I'm sure I'll be up. Goodbye.
Who was it, Mother?
It was your Uncle Nettie, Richard.
Oh. Why is he staying here instead of at his own house?
Well, that's only going to be for a little while, Richard.
He's been here for 3 days. Will he ever go back to Hope?
Of course he will, Richard.
When?
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Am I asking too many questions, Mother?
Of course not. You know I always want you to ask me questions about anything that's bothering you. It's just that... Well, sometimes they're a little hard to answer.
Do all married people have problems?
Well, certainly not, Richard. Whatever made you ask that?
I don't know. I was just thinking. There's Nettie and Hope, and Nettie isn't living in the same house with Hope anymore. And there's you and Dad, and Dad's living in New York, and not here with us.
But that's only temporary, Richard. I told you that.
With Dad, too?
Yes, of course. As a matter of fact, he might be...
What makes the problems? When people don't love each other?
Oh, sometimes. When they don't love each other enough.
Then when Dad went away, it was because he didn't love us?
No, Richard, that's not true. Oh, it's a little difficult to explain because it's complicated. In a way, your father went to New York because he did love us. And when he does come back...
It's all right, Mother. I just asked because I was thinking about it. But I'll think about it some more. And if I still don't understand, well, maybe I will when I'm grown up.
I'm sure you will, Richard. And I'm sure that... Well, it's a problem you'll never have to face yourself.
All right, Mother. You haven't forgotten about Wednesday, have you?
Wednesday?
You said that you'd take the day off. Take me swimming at the lake, remember?
Oh, of course I remember.
Well, I'll think about that.
That's a fine idea. Good night, dear. Sleep well.
Good night, Mother.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. At one or two points during young Richard's questions, Ruth was sorely tempted to tell him that she thought John was on his way home that very night. But she restrained herself. And now, going downstairs, she notices a light in the office. Wondering what Dr. Carville is doing at that hour, she walks towards it and finds...
Oh, it's you, Reed.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Ruth. How are you?
Fine. Working late tonight, aren't you?
Oh, not really working. I've got a rather tricky case over at the hospital. I'm not at all satisfied with the original diagnosis, and I wanted to look something up. How's Richard?
Pretty well. He just finished asking me some rather difficult questions.
For instance?
Little old married people had problems. He's evidently been rather disturbed by Nettie's leaving Hope. He's tied that up with John's going, and... Well, it seems to have been preying on his mind.
I shouldn't wonder. First, the original shock of John's going away. Then the move over here, leaving something that he must have felt would always be fixed and permanent, his home. And then the bust-up between Hope and Nettie.
Then you think that moving over here was a mistake? Originally, you were all for it.
I know. It did seem to make a lot of sense from a good many points of view, but now... Well, it looks as if it might have been a little too soon, doesn't it?
Why do you say that?
Dr. Carville told me about Diane's phone call last night. The fact that John seems to have left New York and that he's probably coming back here. I wanted to find out whether you'd heard anything more from him.
No, Reed, I haven't. But it's nice of you to be so interested.
Nice? You don't think niceness has anything to do with it, do you?
What then?
I think you know what I mean. It's just that... Well, I'm a strange sort of person. Not unique by any means. That psychiatrist John's been going to could tell you that there are an awful lot of us walking around banging our heads against stone walls. We're the people who go out of our way to find a hopeless situation, always wanting what we know we can't possibly get. What I'm driving at is the way I feel about you should be a pretty clear indication of what I think is going to happen with you and John. I was always sure that you were going to get together again.
I see. I wish I was as certain everything was going to work out, that John was coming back, as you are. As a matter of fact, I...
Oh, want me to answer it, Ruth?
No, Reed, I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, hello, Mrs. Platt. No, Dr. Carville isn't in right now. Is there anything important? I see. Yes, of course. Well, why don't you come in at about 4:00? I'm sure he'll be glad to see you then. Not at all. Goodbye. Mrs. Platt.
So I gathered. Why the smile?
Hmm? Oh, I was just thinking that for someone who wasn't very hopeful, I feel strangely let down.
Of course, we can reverse that, too, you know. For someone who's only interested in the impossible, I feel surprisingly good.
In the office, two reactions to a phone call that wasn't from John Wayne. While upstairs, young Richard struggles with problems to which wiser heads than his have not been able to find answers. And now a message from our sponsor. Ruth Wayne is Vivian Smolin. Reed Bannister is Randy Kraft.